counter-terrorist operations at Sunjwan, Jammu were called off today at 10:30 hours. However, the sanitization operations are still on. The terrorists belonged to Jaish-e-Mohammed, Tanzim, sponsored by Azhar Masood, residing in Pakistan and deriving support from therein. The demography of the cantonment and adjoining area indicates the possibility of local support to the terrorists. An alert had been sounded on the likelihood of a terrorist attack around this period. Accordingly, quick reaction teams, the QRTs, were positioned in vulnerable areas. It was assessed that Pakistan-sponsored terrorists may target softer elements, hence a QRT was also positioned at the Sunjwan family accommodation. It is likely that the fourth terrorist was a guide and may not have entered the premises. The Jaish-e-Mohammed module which conducted the attack may have infiltrated some time back, and there is a possibility of them having enjoyed some local support before the final operations. The terrorists had chosen to attack a military station which housed both troops and families of the Indian Army. The cantonment is located on the outskirts of Jammu, approximately 30 kilometers from the international boundary, in a semi-urbanized environment with densely populated civilian localities adjacent to the cantonment's perimeter fence. The demography of the cantonment and adjoining area indicates the possibility of local support to the terrorists. An alert had been sounded on the likelihood of a terrorist attack around this period. Accordingly, quick reaction teams, the QRTs, were positioned in vulnerable areas. It was assessed that Pakistan-sponsored terrorists may target softer elements, hence a QRT was also positioned at the Sunjwan family accommodation. The intrusion of the terrorists inside the cantonment was promptly detected by the sentry and challenged by the nearest available QRT, leading to a brief exchange of fire. This immediate action compelled the terrorists to split into single individuals, thereby preventing a coordinated strike. The scattered terrorists then rushed towards their pre-designated target of the family quarters and occupied some of the accommodation blocks. They were then isolated. Since the terrorists were dressed in battle fatigues and had similar appearance to their possible target victims, the operation had to be done deliberately to eliminate the possibility of any mistaken identity or collateral damage. The operations entailed a deliberate search of 26 blocks and safe evacuation of families from 189 flats, which was time-consuming and a challenging task. This was successfully achieved with no fatal casualties to our troops conducting the counter-terrorist operations. Six fatal casualties, however, including a civilian, were caused by the terrorists due to their firing on unarmed service personnel. Our intelligence inputs indicate that these terrorists were being controlled by their handlers from across the border. The evidence is being scrutinized by the National Investigative Agency, who shall soon furnish a detailed report. Pakistan is expanding the arc of terror to the areas south of Pir Panjal ranges and resorting to ceasefire violations to assist infiltration. These are being responded appropriately. Infiltration across the line of control has ebbed to a great extent by the anti-infiltration obstacle system, the AIOS, and a dynamic multi-layered counter-infiltration grid. The activities of the terrorists in the hinterland are being severely curtailed due to the relentless efforts of the security forces. In the end, I wish to express my deepest condolences on loss of lives of our brave soldiers and their families during the dastardly attack of cowardice on our unarmed soldiers, and assure our nation that their sacrifice would not go in vain. I compliment the valor of our brave soldiers who carried out this operation with precision and professionalism. We will continue to thwart any attempt by Pakistan-sponsored terrorists to cause violence in our country, and necessary action to deal with them through our counter-terrorist strategy has already been put into action.